psychometry and all the rest of them are very, very good, extremely good. Learn it, practice it in order to gain knowledge, in order to help people, in order to help yourself, in order to become more sensitive, more aware and more in tune with the higher aspects of life. And you take them all right away with you to a certain stage of evolution, and then you just leave them alone and you go up. And the great test comes is when you're that good at these things and you can become world famous, you can become a millionaire in 5-6 years, as I could have done easily, then you have to leave them. You see. And if you don't, then you have lost your opportunity to go on, maybe for 5 or 6 lives, 10 lives, who knows? Certainly more than one, because you have to cast down your crown. You know, as I told you before, there are two Buddhas. There's one Buddha who goes to the greatest mystical states and stays there. Okay, so he's an advanced Buddha. There is another one who can go, who has been in the greatest mystical states and divorced himself from them and come out and help mankind. He is the greatest Buddha. The other one has an awful lot to learn. And the other one will have to learn it the hard way. So it's what applies to the planet applies to the atom, and what applies to the atom applies to the planet. And what applies to the Buddha applies to you. What applies to you applies to the Buddha. That's, again, one of the great philosophical laws of the universe. So all of these things are crutches, ways to gain information, our ways to advance, our ways to learn higher truths, our ways to gain a greater appreciation and a greater perception in your journey up the ladder. And the quicker you develop them, the sooner you get to this certain stage. Then you'll have to detach from them. Although you still have the abilities and can recall them at any time, it's like riding a bicycle. You know, you can get on a bicycle 30 years afterwards, and with a wee bit of practice, you can ride it again if you could ride it as a child. You know this. Well, it's the same with all these abilities. You can recall them, but you do so for very, very different reasons than talking to people about health or even dangerous journeys. You know, it's then when you get the stage of you can help millions, give healing to the millions instead of the few. However, they're essential rungs to the ladder of your evolution and can only be enhanced by regular practice and regular use, especially if you have the right motive. And the right motive, in my estimation, that should motivate your development of your psychic faculties, is not to become a famous person, is not to become a rich person, but is to become, shall we say, yourself, a wiser person, and to help others.